Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura bringing you inside the film room once again. And now we're going to look at a defensive play for the first time this season. Barkevius Mingo's overtime interception. You see the scene here. It was 3rd and 2. The ball was on the 39-yard line. So here we go. We're going to take a look at what's going on pre-snap. The whole idea with Peyton Manning is to try to confuse him pre-snap. We talked about that leading up to the game. Here you see it's 3rd and 2. They've got 2 receivers to the top. They've got 1 receiver down here. Their tight end is here, the back in shotgun next to Peyton Manning. The Browns are showing a look where it looks like they're going to bring 6. So they're going to be blitzing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But let's watch what happens as this play unfolds pre-snap. Barkevius Mingo steps up. First clue, maybe something's up there. And sure enough, he drops back. The Browns are rushing 3. They're going to have 4 guys playing zone underneath, 4 guys playing zone over the top. Now, remember, it's only 3rd and 2, but the Browns must have had an idea. Jim O'Neill had an idea. They were going to run much deeper routes than just the sticks because, as you'll see here, the 4 underneath, by the time the ball's thrown, end up much deeper than the 2 yards. We're going to let it roll here. And this is where Peyton Manning's looking. Look at Tremont Williams. He's covering the deep side of the field. He's got to cover that in case Demaryius Thomas is running a go and a clear out. Thomas breaks it off. And right now when Peyton looks, he's open. But Barkevius Mingo did a great job getting depth in his drop. There was nobody in front of him to worry about. Chris Kirksey, he's marking the back coming out of the backfield. So he's going to be able to come up and make the tackle short of the first down if Peyton swings it out. But Mingo did a great job getting depth. And what Peyton's going to try to do here is float the ball over Mingo's head and get it to Demaryius Thomas. If the ball was there now, maybe he's got a chance. It's a little late, tries to float it. No, sir. Barkevius, too athletic, goes up, climbs the ladder, and gets it. Now let's take a look at it from the end zone view. In the pre-snap, the Browns are shown 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rushers here. Peyton tries to go. Mingo, yoink, give it to me. And he's going the other way. This is an example of Jim O'Neill knowing the tendencies of the Denver Broncos right there and doing a very good job at diagnosing the right coverage for the right play and getting the interception. Also, tip of the cap to Barkevius Mingo, showing the blitz, dropping, and getting the depth on his drop to take away that curl route and get the interception for the Browns. Thanks for coming inside the film room with us, and continue to join us here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Cleveland Browns.